Can you give me what to read?
It's really, we all have, Public Bill 1975, Chapter 231, has been satisfied and has been made since this meeting has been closed.
All right, I have it here. Okay, ready? Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law 1975, Chapter 231 have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette, posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. We'll do the flag bridge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Leva?
Here.
Shoal?
Present.
Higgins?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Now we'll have a motion to...
I nominate Mrs. Leva to run the meeting until the...
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have no correspondence, so we'll wait for a motion to receive and file the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? I just had one thing. Does anyone else have anything?
No.
Nope.
On October 16th, I didn't see the roll call for, on page 9, for Resolution 155. There was, and I abstained, so, but there was none of the roll call was listed.
Okay.
Okay. No more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, now we'll open up the meeting to the audience. Any remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests?
I just have a quick question, like, is it because of storm?
And is that left from Thomas Avenue or whatever it is?
Let the street.
Is it because of the storm that we didn't get anything about the meeting tonight?
Hang on, it's on there.
It wasn't online.
Yeah, it was sent out, but it was sent out late. So if you didn't get it,
all right. Okay.
I can have them double check that.
No, that's all right. I'm sure I got it, just not when I was looking at it.
Well, I didn't get one of those.
They're in the on the back if you want.
I have to read it anyway. Can I say something about Halloween? I enjoy Halloween, and I'm this is not a criticism, but I think something's going on because I have 466 Halloweeners in 1 hour and 50 minutes. Now, okay, yeah, I asked them, I said, oh, where are you from? You know, they said, well, Highbridge, Oxford, and
466?
And then a van from Pennsylvania pulled up in my house.
No.
And kids said,
wow, out of state?
Well, I know that. Everybody's got a different story. But I'm just putting it on record that it's getting out of hand. The reason I know I have 466 is because I got 13 boxes of candy bars, 36 in a box. And I ended up with 2 candy bars. Well, I didn't. I just closed shop because I only had 2 and they were coming in packs.
Yeah, you can't break it up in little pieces.
Now, first of all, if that was only after 1 hour and 50 minutes, please don't have it extend more than from 4 to 6, because it's dark then anyway. So if the council can vote to that might hold off some of these people dragging their urchins in from another state. They do Grand Avenue, and I know that, and I appreciate it. But it's from the time I've lived here for the last 25 years, I've gotten 50, 75 each year more. And now, I give candy bars to Halloweeners that are shaving, you know, they've got beards and mustaches. I don't want that. I give candy bars to babies and children. I'm sure half of these kids went on diabetic comas because of the crap that they had. So I'm just bringing it to the attention of council that it's There are parts of town, I know you don't get many in all.
Yeah, I had six.
Well, I should all, you can come help me.
There were a lot out on Belvedere Avenue. I mean, that's why I'm calling, you know.
It's the out of towners. It was our little urchins, that's fine. But, okay, what's to stop them from bringing a March bus in? We have to have a little, I mean, I'm just telling you that's how it is.
You know, we do, that's really a good idea. We hand out, and it's really cost effective. I know it sounds kind of funny. Ice pops. We hand ice pops out. We take one off. And you get like 200 in a box for like, what, $5? So you're spending really nothing. So you can get out 1,000 of them in and cost you a couple bucks. I'm just going to say, I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up in Green Meadows. We couldn't trick or treat by us because our houses were spaced way too far apart. So my grandmother lived in Hackettstown, and we went trick or treat in Hackettstown, which I think that what you're saying is a lot of kids are coming from the rural areas and they're coming to Washington or
wherever.
But
they're going, they're passing other towns.
Yes.
Other rural areas. I'm just bringing it to the council's attention because 500 kids in 2 hours is a lot.
It is. I wish I had that many in my house. I love Halloween too. I'm on Belvedere, but nobody comes to my house because I guess it's the end of the residential area, which is a shame.
Strange.
Yeah, it is. That is strange. I never had that many before. But.
I thought maybe if when council cut it out 1 hour, that might hold back some of the out-of-staters and stuff from hauling their kids in for just a 2 hour begging. And I don't have any damage. There's none of that, but it's still out of hand. And I love doing it, but what am I
going to
do?
Forgive me if this was gone over before, but I remember previously that some people were talking about we wanted it to go to 7 because I don't get home until 6. And
it's
I want to.
Tough.
Well, I'm just putting it out there. That was one of the conversations previously as to why. Did we not do 4 to 6 before or 3 to 6 or something like that?
I have no idea. It gets dangerous with the leaves and the wind and the.
I think it used to be 5 to 7. People got home from work, because that's why we did the business one from 3 to 5. And then I know this year it was changed to 4 to whatever, but in the prior years, I believe it was 5 to 7.
It's been 4 to 7 for many years. Yeah, many years. My kids have always gone trick or treating.
At least 10 years I can remember.
Yeah.
And I will say this, they come exactly at 4 o'clock. Not one kid comes ahead of that. I mean, it's what goes on is very well. Too long.
I wonder if it's because it was a Saturday this year, you know, and the reason that people had the storm and.
No, okay, maybe next year when it's really. That bothers me too that it's a movable holiday because it's really not. But anyhow, next year maybe we'll get back to a school night and that'll hold back some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can look into it though, sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can look into that, I'm sure, for you. Yeah. It's a good point. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right, just because it was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think, get 5 candy bars. Let's say 5 candy. That's still enough to put you in a diabetic coma. When these kids were so dumb, stuck, and the mother, one person, all dressed up, said she had one for her daughter.
That took a minute to sink in.
Oh, no, I get them from, my brother's in the hospital and here, and my kids are sick. Or open up.
I enjoy Halloween, but I just have a problem with it having been held at all when it was this year. Because there were wires down around me, people did not have electric. I only had 10 kids, so that was good.
Well, they tried to have it as close to the.
I don't think it was
that
safe precision at all.
No, it's better than having it tonight.
Why?
Because it's getting cold.
I don't know what it's going to be like this tonight.
Well. Ended up with
okay, do we have anything else for Halloween?
No, it's a major issue.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I'd like to say that people in my area complimented Christine. They said, that lady's really, really wonderful. I heard that. As much as you heard the other people that didn't quite, complain about, because people thought, so what? I did hear positive things about Christine.
All right. Do we have to remove me? Or he just steps
in? No, he just steps in.
Ms. Douglas, go ahead.
I got another thing. I know I'm one of the many that voiced an opinion about the police department. However, Tuesday night I had a knock on my door and I opened it up, it's a cop. And he's standing there, he says, Edna? I said, yeah. He said, yeah, your brother and Florence left. Well, what had happened, my brother couldn't reach me. So he got a little uptight. So he called the police department and they very nicely came out and checked on me. And they said they would call him, let him know, which they did. So I'm very thankful of that, that, you know,
I ended up some police department.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the police department and talk to, who do I talk to, lieutenant?
Chief McDonald or Lieutenant Cicerelle, I think, would be the, one of those two.
I will do that because it's a nice thing, you know.
Anyone else from the audience?
Make a motion to close the audience for a
second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports?
Make a motion to receive and file a
second. Okay, any discussion on the reports?
I would just like to say Chris Green did a good job on the manager.
Ditto. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Resolution 159-2012.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
That's a extending the tax
period. Tax grace period.
Tax grace period, yes.
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the vouchers?
Yes. On page 8 at the top, there is the charge of Jim Flynn's truck repair. Doesn't explain what the nature of the repairs were, but it totals $1,868.26. There's the one before that, I think it's on page 7, there's two more before that. So it's a grand total of like $3,500, $3,600. Do we know what those repairs were?
I don't off the top of my head, and I'll get it.
Okay, yeah, if you can get it for me, that's fine. I'm just curious.
Yeah, you can always call the clerk ahead of time if you want. She can pull the bill for it and give you an itemized list. Obviously, there isn't the room on here to put all of it.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get down here in time. I was busy with fire department squad and work, so I couldn't get back in for Monday. Otherwise, I would have.
Anything else on the
that is all I have.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes, except for anything that has to do with fire department.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jewel?
Yes, with the exception of squad and fire department, please.
That takes us down to our recap.
I will find out the Jim Flynn truck repair information for council. That's all I have.
Oh, boy. Council remarks. Mr. Torres.
I have nothing tonight.
Mrs. Gleba.
No, I have nothing. An outstanding job to Christine and the staff during the storm. Outstanding yesterday. It was incredible here with all the voters, and all of the workers downstairs were up here working last night. So, all hours. And that's the first time I've ever seen them working the polls, too. So,
yeah. Thank you. I had to recruit them.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Just to say thank you to Christine for the good job that she did during this minor crisis, and for yesterday also. Good job, Christine.
Mr. Jewell.
Ditto. Good job to Christine and all her workers. I even seen a tax assessor in here the day after the hurricane. I was shocked to see him, and I was talking to him, and his power was out. He still came in, so that's good to see that our town workers are definitely dedicated to come in.
Maybe just to get warm.
Yeah, maybe. It's not possible. He was in good spirits. So that was good. Thanks to our road department, fire department squad for all they did during the storm, their standbys, and all their cleanups.
Absolutely.
I had a couple of things, too, I wanted to add to that. Maybe we can get a hold of Nextel. I know we had problems with our Nextel phones. They went out.
Yes.
I know it's unfortunately the magnitude of the storm, that's probably going to happen. But
we have a lot of items on our list for after the storm, and that is absolutely one of them.
The other thing I want to bring up, I know we had a backup generator that was brought over for the municipal building and for the fire department. The generator didn't seem to power too much in the fire department bays. I don't know what it powered over here. It was very minimal, but maybe we can look into that and see if we can extend that. It's a pretty good-sized generator. I don't know how many kW it is, but kilowatt that is. But if we can look into that, maybe we can get a few more things attached to that.
It is an old generator, too. It's been around for 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the capacity
is. The sewer plant generator that we had made arrangements to move if the power did go out, so...
Even if we can look into the future, I think we can probably, if we were to purchase something just to have for our building, even for a warming center, would be nice. You're looking anywhere under $20,000, which isn't a whole lot of money to spend for insurance like that, to have something open for people if they need to go somewhere. The other thing, too, was the road department. I know we have a chipper. Can we utilize our chipper rather than have 16 guys pile it into a loader and dump trucks? I think the chipper would be a lot more cost effective for us to just chip stuff right on the street, dump it into a truck, and away you go.
We don't have a chipper.
Yeah, we don't have a chipper.
Oh, we do have a chipper.
It's broken.
Yeah. Why is it broken? Why is it not running? Because I don't know where it's at.
Because it broke about 5 years ago, and that's when we decided to...
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I thought
not
we were...
Oh, not the chipper, the leaf and blower.
No, I'm talking about the chipper. Yeah, chipper works. I just think it would be easier, you know.
It's an idea. I'm not sure if it's time effective as it is now. We have a lot of brush to
pick up, and
we are...
Coming down from that, I saw the road department still out collecting brush.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
They didn't collect brush today. They were preparing...
There was somebody who turned on the Harding Drive in a backhoe with brush. You know, had a... The arm extends and comes down like this, not in the bucket, but in between the arm.
I don't think it's our DPW.
Pardon me?
I don't think it's our DPW.
Okay, well, so I thought it was.
They're preparing for snow and spreading today if they had to and tonight.
Regardless, I think if we get the chipper maybe going, even if we put a box on one of the single axles, I think it would be easier than loading everything up. You just chip it and shred it. It's right there. You know what I mean? Just dump it out. You know, you can save some manpower for other things, other trees, you know. But, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but I think it would be a more cost-effective and manpower-effective move, in my opinion.
Mrs. Sloan, you have something you want
to
add?
Well, I have something to say about the chipper.
Yeah.
If it's not cost-effective, we might pitch in with Belvedere and Hampton or something, get the chipper, all of us, even though we do it a day or two late, take turns with it, get a better one.
Yeah, it's true, too, because, you know. Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, you know, regardless, I think it would just, instead of that, it would compact the amount of branches and crush them down. You know, kind of like if you crush an aluminum can, rather than just put the whole thing into a box, you have more room for more brush, you know. So, just an idea.
Mr. Higgins, you had something else?
Yeah, just so, and for those of you who don't know, our fire department was dispatched to Toms River, Ocean County.
Yeah, I read about it in the Express Times.
And they ran calls down there for Ocean, for Toms River.
Not the whole department, certain members.
We sent one truck, somebody from Franklin Township went.
I mean, like six guys.
I don't know if Washington Township went with them, but it was just Franklin Township.
Franklin Township, Blackman Township, and there was a truck Max that went. Also, our Moochie's that went, too.
Because their trucks were destroyed in the hurricane. Mm-hmm. So they ran calls for them.
I think that should be written up for the messenger.
It wasn't the Express Times.
It wasn't the Express Times.
It's a big article.
Yeah. It was called the Warren County Task Force. Okay.
Yeah.
And they also sent an ambulance down from Independence Township to, I think it was Point Pleasant, I believe, also. So, you know, we did help out and contribute, which is good.
And I want to thank some of the businesses, too. I know, Cooper Salon, they were offering, for those without water, they were offering, you know, free shampoo and dry, you know, to dry your hair. You know, it's awfully nice. And the Direct Mill, I believe, had, like, some spare wood that they were giving out for people to burn for heat. So some of the businesses were really, really good things.
Fed people.
So.
Do we have anything else? I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Mm-hmm.
Wait, in favor?
Mark.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention. I can't think of the whole thing today.
Rex.
Yeah, and
I went to the floor right now because I had to go to the
What was that?
I was out all day.
15 minutes. 15 minutes?
I'll let them tomorrow.